in this bulletin. Australia expands its COVID-19 vaccination program to include children aged 5 to 11. Two more Omicron cases detected in Victoria. And in sport, Australia makes Olympic history, winning the final qualification tournament for curling. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The federal opposition says it's vital the government has a solid plan in place to administer COVID-19 vaccines to young children after issues plagued the initial rollout among adults. It comes after the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation approved the Pfizer vaccine for children aged between 5 and 11. The rollout for that age group will begin from January the 10th next year, with approval also being sought for the Moderna vaccine. Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles says it's an important step to ensuring the safety of everyone in Australia.
A lot of parents, I'm one of them, will be really excited about the opportunity to have their young kids vaccinated and protected from the virus. But it's really important that the government has a plan to roll out this vaccine. This government has already stuffed the vaccine rollout once. It can't do it again. And it's really important that for the kids of our nation, that they are getting the vaccine in a timely manner.
Victorian health officials have confirmed two more cases of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, taking the state's total to three. The latest people to test positive both arrived on a flight from Dubai on November the 30th, with genomic sequencing underway to check if a third passenger also has Omicron. The health department says other travellers on the flight have been contacted and asked to get tested. The state detected more than 1,200 new coronavirus cases and two more deaths today. New South Wales is reporting its highest daily tally of new COVID-19 cases since lockdown lifted, with health authorities bracing for a further surge in infections fuelled by end-of-year celebrations. Some 516 cases have been detected in the state's latest reporting period, the largest increase since 9th of October. None of the new cases are the Omicron variant. New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says authorities are concerned by increased transmission taking place in settings such as pubs, clubs and parties.
The transmission in these types of settings is contributing to the increase in cases in New South Wales, and we urge people not to attend any of these social functions or venues if you have any symptoms at all, even if mild.
A worsening hunger crisis in Afghanistan is forcing some mothers to sell their children in order to ensure their survival. Figures released by the United Nations Development Programme indicate as many as 97% of Afghans are predicted to fall below the poverty line by mid-2022. 1 million children could be at risk of dying in the next couple of months, which is more than the civilian death toll in the last 20 years of war. Save the Children Australia's Matt Tinkler says selling their children is a choice that no parent anywhere in the world should have to face.
5 million children on the brink of starvation, that is the entire population of Melbourne on the brink of starvation as a child in Afghanistan right now. 1 million children could lose their lives this winter in Afghanistan. That's the population of Adelaide. These are just extraordinary numbers, and we really need the world to pay attention to Afghanistan right now.
To sport, Australia has made Olympic history, winning the final qualification tournament for curling in the Netherlands. Tali Gill and Dean Hewitt are the first Australians to qualify since curling became an Olympic medal sport in 1998. The duo made it through all seven matches without a single loss. Tali Gill spoke on the sidelines after their win.
I just thought, as basic as this sounds, I just thought I got to throw the right split and I got to throw the right line. I took a really deep breath and that's all I had to focus on doing. I didn't think about it was a shot to go to the Olympics or anything like that. I just knew I had to throw the right line and wait.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, sunny, 29. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, a possible shower, 16. Canberra, cloudy, 21. Wollongong, also cloudy with a top of 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23 degrees. Brisbane, sunny, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 34. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.